A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Chaser Report, global, world, international news headlines update with Rebecca De Unamuno.
There's been some good news at last for Victorians after they were told yesterday that they can't visit Queensland. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk announced the good news, saying that she wanted to do something to cheer up Victorians who have been struggling with an outbreak of the virus. Victorians now have a valid excuse to not travel to Queensland until further notice. Alleged news organisation Sky News has yet again come under fire after Peter Credlin made racially charged remarks that were factually inaccurate. A spokesperson for Sky News apologised for the blatant racism and reassured fans it will happen again. A Perth man has decided he's not so keen on nightclubs reopening after he spent Saturday night paying $25 for a shot of Jim Beam. The man said he had been looking forward to bars reopening until he arrived and remembered how terrible they were. The man is expected to make the same mistake again next weekend. That's the latest Chaser news. Check out chaser.com.au for updates. And now it's time for a look at what's happening around the world with Charles, Andrew and Dom.
It's time for one of these.
International Global News World Roundup.
My name is Dom Knight, Charles Firth and Andrew Hansen here with one of our mini episodes, keeping up to speed with some of the world's most important headlines. And let's head to the UK first of all, where a millionaire is hosting what he calls a socially distanced orgy. This wonderful gentleman, who's a great fan of all things sexual adventure-wise. Richard Stanley. He and his partner, Janet Harrison, putting together the first massive sex party post-COVID. Do you think it's possible to have a COVID-safe orgy?
I suppose if you keep the sort of square meter rule and the socially distanced, it just depends on the tools now, doesn't it? I mean, they've got to be the right length. They've got to be 1.5 meters at least, these devices, so that they can reach across.
I'm imagining a lot of tongs involved. I think
barbecue tongs might see a surge in sales, Charles, if these kinds of orgies are going to take place on a widespread basis.
I mean, full body cling wrap could be a thing.
Yeah. But like Stockman whips and things like that would also work. You'd have to get sort of quite long whips.
Yeah.
Feather dusters would work. I think maybe just a broom.
Just sounds like a normal, it's a normal orgy, isn't it, Charlie? Yeah. It's got all the usual equipment you'd expect.
Yeah. I mean, my experience of orgies is that they're very socially isolated.
It's those solo orgies of yours, Charles. Very, very distant.
Well, even when there are people in the room, they soon leave when you enter.
So I can imagine an orgy with those little circles on the ground with the 1.5 meter distancing and just everyone reaching across the divide.
Oh, but don't use any hand sanitizer. That's a warning. That's a warning.
He says his concept for how this is going to work is it's going to be for voyeurs and monogamists. So my impression is that everyone will be on those circles, 1.5 meters distant apart, with their partners shagging it at a safe kind of reach, two arm lengths apart. Do you think that sounds fun, or do you think some of the magic will be lost?
Well, I think if you're inviting monogamists to an orgy, you're on to a losing thing right from the get-go, aren't you? I mean, we're just going to have a whole lot of people in there saying, no, sorry, I can't participate. I'm a monogamist. Sorry. No, not for me either.
At least it's a change.
They're actually the two categories that you don't want at an orgy, people who are not going to participate because they like just looking and people who can't participate because they're monogamists. This is the worst idea in the world.
It seems to me to have a few logistical issues, but it's definitely got to be an improvement on one of his recent orgies. It was a James Bond-themed orgy with a swimming pool, and someone actually died in the swimming pool, and he jumped in to try and pull them out, and and failed. Very, very sad. I think a heart attack or something. Would this put you off attending, hearing that this sort of event can prove fatal?
Well, no. I mean, danger is a sexy thing. So I think that's the selling point, isn't it? You don't want to put on the posters monogamists and voyeurs only. You want to say, warning, you might die.
Yeah, I think they can guarantee that with this.
Well, I don't know, Charles. I wonder if that is a good selling point. I mean, you know, most things where you say, you know, come and attend our party, warning, you might die. I look, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that's going to work.
All right. Now, we've all been relying very heavily on Amazon during this period. They've been delivering all kinds of things around the world safely, wearing masks and with the zero contact deliveries. And a boy who his mother let order something from Amazon. You know how there's a little field where you can give sort of extra instructions about, you know, if there's a code or something you need to know to get in. And this boy wrote on the order, what you need to do is knock 3 times, shout abracadabra, and then run away. Well, this family had one of those doorbell video cameras, and here's what it recorded when the Amazon worker turned up.
Abracadabra!
And then she scampered away. She actually did it.
It's just wonderful what you can make people on the minimum wage do. It's, you know, it's just fantastic to just all boss them around. And
what do you think he was getting at with those instructions? Is this some sort of suburban witchcraft or wizardry?
I think he sounds like a little sort of King Joffrey to me. Just, you know, he just wants people to do whatever he wants, and he needs to be told, listen, this is not how the world works. I'd like to leave delivery instructions for this kid, actually. Yeah, just, you know, have respect, shout abracadabra, then run away.
Yeah, that's right. But I'll tell you what, there was a bit of magic involved in that whole thing, isn't it? Because they actually fucking delivered the package for once. You know, I've ordered something from Amazon like 4 weeks ago. It still hasn't arrived.
Well, you didn't get them to say abracadabra, Charles. Maybe this is the problem.
That was my mistake. That was my mistake.
I've been stealing things outside the front of your house, actually, Charles. But every time I do, I shout abracadabra. Get a free item. But look, this does unlock a world of possibilities, doesn't it? I mean, if you can put requests when you order things and people do it, what would you get your Amazon or your, you know, Uber Eats delivery person to do? Is there an extra little something you could add in?
Oh, I see. Well, now you're talking, Domi. Now that I've thought about it a bit, there is something in this. You know, I'd probably get them to, you know, maybe play a Beethoven symphony outside my door. Bring orchestra and play symphony. That might be nice to have when my package arrives.
Can you request celebrities? Can you say, I want my package delivered by Pink or something?
Great idea.
Yeah.
You'd have Pink and the concert.
Yeah.
Deliver by Pink plus live spectacular, a concert spectacular in front yard, please.
Now let's head to another kind of delivery. Actually, I've got a story here, guys, about another kind of delivery. This is very exciting. Maybe you could get the symphony orchestra to come along with the delivery from Gate Gourmet, you know, that company that makes airline meals. And what they do, what's happened is they've got a huge stockpile of these things because they manufacture them well in advance. They're not necessarily all that fresh. So they've got a whole bunch of frozen airline meals. And if you're missing the unique taste of airline food, you can order them, and they're charging only $10 for 5 frozen meals.
So they pay you $10 to take 5 meals off their hands, do they? Is that how it works?
They probably should. No, it's $2 per meal, $2 for an airline meal. Is that a good deal? What do you think?
Wow. I mean, it's look, I guess if you were really starving to death, are they first class meals? This is what I don't know. Are they first class meals we're talking about here, or economy class meal? What grade of meal are we on?
Well, I think all it is the little bit in the tin package too. I don't think they're giving you the bread rolls or any of the stuff that they add on. I think it's just that, the little bit in the foil.
Oh, right. So it's the indeterminate thing that's either noodles or
it's the mush with gravy.
Do they include the disappointment as well, where they say, you know, we're offering chicken or beef, but the chicken's all gone?
Yeah, that's right. And there's no beef either. You can have vegetables or fish.
Well, actually, that's not far off, because apparently you can't specify what you want except meat or vegetarian.
Oh, that's so airline. I love it.
Right.
Yeah, and you'd end up with beef, which is always the worst.
Well, but it's cheap, isn't it? I mean, $2. Mind you, they're always very small, these meals, aren't they? They're really tiny. So you'd have to eat the whole $10 package, I reckon, when it arrived to get one meal's worth.
Yeah.
I guess you could pretend you're on holiday. I mean, if you did your house up, if you sort of put a really uncomfortable seatbelt on your sofa and, you know, had somebody kick the back of your sofa for you while you sat there eating the meal, you could kind of pretend you're on a little trip.
And then just made loud noises around you, like just a loud drone,
Of loud drones. Get somebody really hairy to sit right next to you and put their hairy arm next to yours.
Yeah, and on every screen around you, everyone loves Raymond screens, whether you like it or not. Well, look, it's an experience. I guess they're running these things out. What should they do with them, though, if nobody buys these meals? I think even $2 each, they don't seem like great value. What can they do with all these frozen meals otherwise?
I think they make good toys because I've got a little, you know, I've got a daughter and she likes playing with small plastic versions of food. And, you know, those airline trays, you always whip off the lid and they're overcooked so badly usually that they're as hard as indestructible plastic and bricks inside. So I think they'd be quite good little play food for kids.
Yeah, it's not bad. I was thinking, you know, maybe they could reconstruct the polar ice caps. They've got all these frozen bricks of items. Couldn't we just take them back down and make more ice caps?
Can you get those really small red apples? Is that part of, you know, those cold small red apples? See, I always thought they'd be quite good as snooker balls. You know, you could just repurpose those. They're about the right size and hardness level.
I don't think you can, but I mean, we're not going to be flying for months more, so you'll probably be able to buy an entire plane before long. Just to get it delivered to your backyard.
Abracadabra.
That's all we've got time for in this mini app. But don't forget, we do the minis twice a week on Monday and Wednesday. The full episode comes out on Friday. In between times, you can get all the news at chaser.com.au. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and the like. Thanks to our producer, Mike Liberale. We'll catch you next time here on The Chaser Report.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.